to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Look at your neighbor left and right. Tell them you are in for an encounter. No, say it very well to that person. You are in for an encounter. Tell that person tonight, your word will come to you. The Bible says that the word of the Lord tried Joseph. And until the time that Joseph's word came, he remained in the prison. The doors were shut against Joseph until his word came. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? The doors were shut against Joseph until his own word came. And tonight I pray for someone that as the word of God is coming forth. I don't know the exact minutes, the exact second, but I pray that you will not be distracted. I pray that you will receive the word of God. And this word of God will establish you and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We have started the whole gist on open doors, and today we are finally going to wrap up everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have taken time to explain to you, you know, from the beginning and the onset of the whole meeting, I talked a lot of things about open doors. When you say a door is open, I have helped you to understand that doors are not just the things standing in front of your house. Yes, those ones are doors. But beyond that, this night, I'm going to be showing you that there are a lot of things. There are a lot of men can be doors. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? A particular challenge in your life can be a door that is stopping you from entering another phase. And every door that is shut against anyone today, it will be opened in the name of Jesus. So I said, God wants us to experience open doors. The beginning, listen, the entrance into a new door usually will signify the beginning of a new season. So if I'm in this particular area and I've been here for a long time, as soon as I gain access to this other side, I begin to experience the possibilities of this realm. You know, there are certain possibilities that exist in your sitting room. The possibilities in your sitting room could be a television. You have access to DSTV. Are we here together? Or maybe you use a MyTV or something. You have access to different channels and everything. But while you are in that sitting room, you will never be able to have access to food until you open the door of the kitchen. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here. So as long as you are in the sitting room, every possibility in that place is your possibility. You can see the DSTV, have a nice time, but very soon you will get hungry. You will need the door of the kitchen to be open. Am I making sense here? And if you enter the kitchen, in as much as the door between the sitting room and the kitchen remains open, you can enjoy the reality of what is in the kitchen and what is in the sitting room at the same time. That's why there are certain times in your life, you must understand that when God opens a door, inside that door, there are many doors. So coming into my house, I open the first one downstairs. Somebody would think that that's the door. That's not the door that leads to my bedroom. That's not the door that leads to my sitting room. That door is just the door to my staircase. Somebody who has access only to my staircase will be frustrated after a while if I don't show up. True or false? Certain people have access to certain dimensions of results in their lives. And God is saying he wants to open you up to another dimension, another level. He wants to bring you from one room where you have been to another place so that you can assess possibilities that exist in the whole house. I don't know the corner of the room where you have been all your life. And God is saying there's a large house. In my father's house, there are many mansions. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So in that, there are a lot of things you can assess. There are a lot of possibilities. To assess. I don't know, you probably have been assessing the possibility of finance but not health, or you've been assessing the possibility of health and you have serious challenge with your marriage, or you've been assessing the possibility of finance but marriage has been a challenge. In this season of open doors, every door that is shut against anyone, I prophesy this night, the doors are opening in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your louder amen. Behold, I set before you an open door. Revelation 3 from verse 7 to 8 has been our focus. I read it like 3 times and I'm not tired reading it. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write this thing, say, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one does what? Opens. I know your word works. See, I have set before you an open door.
See, it's in the Old Testament, you see a lot of words like that. You see something, you say, behold, behold, just see, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. There are doors that God is opening for you this season. Whoever stands in front of the door to go to shut it, they will go down for your sake. Listen, I might be aggressive praying this prayer, but if I share for you testimonies how certain people have shut the doors on other people, you will know it is necessary for certain people to move out. When Jesus was born, they said the child was born for the rising and the falling. So if there's a rising, there must be falling of some other people somewhere. Am I communicating here? Any person who stands in front of the door that you're supposed to assess certain dimensions of greatness and has vowed that you will not be able to assess it, I declare for your sake they will fall. I say for your sake they will fall in the name of Jesus. No man can shut it, for you have a little strength. In other words, open doors are not necessarily for the strongest, but it is for those who are persistent. Remember the woman that had an encounter. I shared with you the story. He said, being a friend, I will not come. But because you are persistent, one of the biggest challenge of this particular generation is impatience. And you may need to deal with that, because times and seasons, things may change in life, but there are certain principles that will remain. Impatience. He said, because of your importunity, that means your persistence. Ordinarily, I will not open this door, but because of your persistence, you never know how close the man at the other side of the door is to opening when you stop knocking. The tenacity to stay there, the grace to stay there until the door is open. I prophesy to someone, God is giving you strength from within. I say God is giving you strength from within in the mighty name of Jesus. A wise man once said that many of life's failures are those who never knew how close they were to success before they gave up. They never knew how close they were to success before they gave up. So you must ensure that you follow the principles that I have taught you. You know, I thought three ways to understand the doors that God is opening for you, how to be sure that this is an open door from God. Did I say that? Because I told you that whenever we enter the season of open doors, Satan will also open doors. In other words, when it is your season to settle down in marriage, you'll be wondering why one man did not come since. Why are they five now? So your confusion is higher. Is anyone getting what I'm saying? Why are they five now? Where do I start from? But amongst the five of them, it is possible that there is somebody that God understands that this is the person that will lead you to the palace of peace and true love. Is anyone getting what I'm saying? You have been trying to get a shop all the while, a business place. All of a sudden, there's an opening here, there. And it's as if you are confused. That's the difference between the believer and the unbeliever. The unbeliever will now go many, many, many more. No. The believer will sit down and say, God, what are you saying? Because there's a way that seemeth right to a man, the end can be destruction. And because God's ways are higher than our ways, God might want to beat the principle and the standards of men so that nobody will take his glory. Then the person who stays at the corner piece in front of the whole market selling is staying there, and they refuse somehow. You want that place and there is a fight, and somehow because of peace, you say, leave that place. Then you stay somewhere inside and everybody comes and they pass the corner piece and they're looking for you. It is usually not exactly the location sometimes, especially when God wants to glorify himself. He will go the extra mile to ensure that nobody will take his glory. In somebody's life in this meeting tonight, what God is about to do, no member of your family can take the glory. I say none of your friends can take the glory. They will support you, but they cannot take the glory. They will be around you, but they will see that it is only God that can do this. In the name of Jesus. So you must understand all those things that I've been sharing with you. How to initiate the seasons of open door. On Sunday, I shared already number one. I said it is the presence of God that does what? Opens doors. I shared with you Psalm 114 from verse 1 to 8. I like to do recap. A lot of times, you most probably have noticed it, so that any person who's just coming, you may be able to pick one or two things. But if you really want the depth of this message and you didn't listen on Sunday, you may need to go back to the website. Is it there already? Yes, you go to the website and you just download the message so that you can get the full pack. Are we here together? I showed us the story of Paul and Silas while they were in prison as they were worshiping. The presence of God showed up in the prison and the doors opened. I told you that the Red Sea had a door. I showed you how that there are doors in every sea. See, the reason why certain the beasts of the forest cannot just come out to where men are to eat men. It's not because they don't like to eat men. It is God who created the universe that has put a door. So every time they come to this limit, you see that the lion goes back again. He goes, anytime you see a wild beast come out of where it is, something has gone wrong. Because by design, God has put them in place where they should be. This is the God we serve. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So I showed you the story of the woman in the Bible who would not come out to help his friend because he's his friend. Your people don't help you because they are your friend necessarily. Sometimes somebody can be your friend and have what you want, but will not be willing. But the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And God showed us how he deals with the heart of the king. He said, you will stay in the place of word, prayer. A very good example we can see from there is Luke 18 from verse 1. Again, Luke 18 from verse 1. Please, let's do this very fast. Luke 18 from verse 1. Everybody, let's read it together. I want to go now. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart or not to faint. Yes. Saying, there was in a city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city. So you see, it's the weak widow now. You have a little strength, but you have kept my word. Can you see what I'm saying here now? The widow. Now, let's go ahead now. Saying, get justice for me from my word, adversaries. And he would not for a, but what? Afterward, he said within himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by continually praying, Mavis will weary me. That's what God's saying there. So God is saying that there's the kind of prayer you pray, you weary God. In other words, God will look and say, Michael, stop. I know where you're going to stop. God doesn't mind to stop another person's assignment to attend to your own. And somebody is in that season tonight where something is stopping so that attention can be on you. Listen, I'm speaking prophetically. Many of us, they have entered a season of your life in this February and the month of March we're entering, where God will have to take a pause on certain issues and finish dealing with your own. You didn't say a loud amen to that. Look at what it says there. Yet because the widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by continually coming, she does what? She worries me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night, though he bears long with them? In other words, God is saying that there are certain things that might happen, and for one reason or the other, it's still long. But guess what? I will do it. In other words, there's no place to give up on God. That's what he's saying. Don't try to give up on me. Don't try to give up on me. The door will open. Just stay there. This is exact picture of what we read on Sunday. Is that not just this very similar parable? Are we here together? Very similar parable. Very similar. And look at the last verse. He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, this one caught my attention as I was studying this evening. He says, will he really find faith on earth? If you look at the context of this teaching, guess what he's saying? When the Son of Man comes, will he really find people who are persistent in the place of prayer? It takes faith to stay there. When you're not seeing anything, you stay. I showed you on Sunday, Elijah did not see any hand. There was no cloud. There was not, it was not getting dark. Elijah stayed there. He sent the guy to check. How many times? Seven times. And the servant went seven times and came back and did not see anything. And when the servant even saw something, he saw just a little cloud. He told him, he said, boss, ordinarily, the master would have said, what you saw is too small for anything to happen. No. Immediately he saw it, faith was seared in his heart. And he said, this is it. God is going to show some of you a sign that he has turned the fortune of your family around. Yeah. I didn't hear you. I said, he will show you a sign that he's turning the fortune of your family around.
In the season where God shows you a sign, you know what you will do? You will rise up and take a step of faith. Elijah rose up and took a step of faith. And he said, go and tell Ahab to start moving. I hear the sound. What did he see? A small hand. But what did he get in the realm of the spirit? I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. How can a man hear the sound of abundance when he saw only the small hand, where he was not sure that the dew... There was no sign. The cloud was not heavy. Nothing. The cloud just moved a little. And he said, I hear the sound of an abundance. He shows the heart of faith. Am I communicating? Can I say to somebody here, listen, God wants to see your faith in this season. You need to take a step of faith and write your CV, revamp your CV again, because doors will open again. Am I talking sense to someone? You need to take a step of faith and post those stuffs on your status. Post those things that you're selling again, because somebody is a major buyer. It's coming your way. Am I talking sense here? Because you need to take a step of faith and say, God, I am ready. I hear that this word is for me. That's why I'm taking action. There could be certain things that you have almost given up hope on, but you are hearing this word right now. And faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. I prophesy by the word of God. And I declare, faith is said in your heart to dream again. Faith is said in your heart to try again. Faith is said in your heart to stand again. Faith is said in you have to check that test again. Somebody shout it louder. Amen. So you must understand. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. When everybody says it's not working, say, no, it will work. I've seen this one work already. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They say, why are you praying? You do this thing a lot. Somebody stand, you're at the front of the door. 10 people pass and they say, we saw you. Say, don't worry. It doesn't matter. Don't forget the story of the man that Jesus Christ gave account of. That a wise man, a certain man went into his vineyard and he came to get laborers in the daytime. And he got the first one in the morning. And when they went in, they worked. And when they were working, he came back again. By the time he came back, surely I can assure you that certain of the workers already went home. They must have told their wife, there's no work today. Nobody hired us today. There's nothing happening in town. And when the man came back, by 12 o'clock, he met some men there. He picked them into the farm to work. And he will pay them the same wage. Is anyone getting what I'm saying here? And by the time he went in and they worked till about 3 o'clock, he saw that the work was still much and he wanted to finish that day. Listen to me. There's a prayer that has come to my spirit. I prayed it one day. I said, God, the job that you have almost completed, the miracle that is about to happen now, bring it to PTCC. That testimony that is about to happen now, that job that is almost completing already. Listen to me, everyone under the sound of my voice. I have prayed you here because your testimony is now. Your testimony is now. Your testimony is now. In the name of Jesus. We are in a season of announcement as your church. And God is bringing you here because he must use your testimony to announce this work. He must use your testimony to announce this work. Whether you are online, anywhere you are, I prophesy that your testimony is now in the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. By 3 o'clock, he came out again and he saw some men doing what? They were waiting. By that 3 o'clock, some other guys would have had a nice gist with their friends, then go back home to say, you see, we have tried. The sun beat me, everything. I didn't get any job. Bible says by 5, 1 hour to close the day, the man came out again. There is somebody, what is waiting for you? Others have done all the work. You are entering the harvest. Oh, come on now. Talk to me. Sapatarabaya. Somebody is entering the labor of another man. You are entering the harvest of another one. It is prophetic. You are entering that harvest. Your father and mother labored. Nobody paid them. You are entering the harvest. Your uncle labored. Nobody paid them. You are entering the harvest. Someone has labored ahead of you. Nobody paid them. You are entering the harvest. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. There are certain people under the sound of my voice, there is a massive harvest waiting for your family because somebody labored. And because of time, as a result of their function of time, some of them passed on. Some of them could not carry on. But God is raising you as that person in that family. You are about to enter that labor. I say you are about to enter that labor in the mighty name of Jesus. The man came 1 hour to go. And as soon as he got there 1 hour to go, he hired the men. And in 1 hour, they were paid the same thing people were paid for 11 hours.
If you need that kind of grace, can you pray in tongues just for like 30 seconds? Attract it. As I travel, I will bring forth. 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 Ashana kata ya baraga da 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 da. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. As I travel, I will bring forth. I prophesy you are entering the 11th hour harvest. You are reaping the harvest of harvest. Harvest that others have labored in. You are entering that harvest. You are entering that harvest. You are entering that harvest. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, your father probably told you the story of how he labored and paid the school fees of some people and struggled to pay your own. But God is saying you are entering the labor of his harvest. Ayanama, there's no harvest that is a waste. Just that somebody can come. It might not be the person who sowed it that is coming to reap it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I prophesy generational harvest. Generational harvest. Generational harvest. Enter and reap the harvest. In this season, enter and reap the harvest. In this season, enter and reap the harvest. In the name of Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. At the 11th hour, the man showed up. When the man showed up, he said, you just walk. And the guy walked for 1 hour. And somebody came out and said, sir, how would you do this kind of thing? It is a very wrong thing to do. How would you pay this guy that walked for 1 hour the same amount you are paying me and I've worked for about 11 hours? And he said, you have done the work that I contracted you for. Will my goodness now be something bad? Because I had an agreement with you and you settled for it and we got it. You don't know that God does not only reward people for labor, he rewards them for waiting. For they that wait upon the Lord. See, when we are praying, we are walking too. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Prayer is work. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? So when you are praying, let nobody tell you nonsense. You are doing serious work. You are doing serious work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why when you finish praying and you get to your business place, things are supposed to be easier for you. When you finish praying and you get to the place where others transact, the favor of God covers. Why? Because every time I spend with him, he finds a way to cover it up for me. Am I talking sense here? Don't ever allow any person downplay, undermine, or talk down the power of prayer. I've been emphasizing it. And I'm showing you from scriptures. And hopefully through the year, I'll be able to show so many things. Because this is the season where God is calling people to pray. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 to 3. Let me show you these things. Oh, Jesus, help us. Colossians chapter 4, 2 to 3. Colossians chapter 4. Now, let's read it together. One to go. Continue earnestly in what? Can you read it again? One to go. Continue earnestly in what? Being what? In it with? Why should you be vigilant? Many people pray, but they are not vigilant. When you are praying, watch, because the answer is close. That's what God is saying. You are praying for a particular business opportunity. As you are surfing the internet, as you are preparing yourself, watch, because your answer is close. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why it says watch and pray. When you are praying, be vigilant. What God is saying is that every time people begin to pray, in the realm of the spirit, we are making the provision available already. But if you can see it, you can hold it. Continue earnestly in prayer and being vigilant. Go back, don't rush. In it with what?
Thanksgiving. So as you are vigilant, as you are watching out, you are praying and waiting for an opportunity. God says, don't just sit down and start complaining. God, that I've been praying since, so I don't know what is happening. No, no. The Bible says when you wait, when you watch, and you see that the cloud has not yet gathered, you say, thank you, Father, because I know you never fail. With thanksgiving. You watch again, and it's as if nothing is. Thank you, Father, because I'm sure that you are the God who never fails. You are the one that opens all the door. I am grateful that you have even given me the privilege to be awake so that I can pray again. You go back. The Bible says as you are breaking forth with thanksgiving, the heavens of heaven begins to open over you. Doors begin to open for you. Am I communicating, church? Verse 3, look at what the Bible says here. Verse 3. Meanwhile, praying also for that God will do what? I can hear you. That God will do what? Father, to speak the mystery of, for which I am also in. Paul speaking here. He said, meanwhile, praying for us. Go back. That's where I want to be. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God will open a door for us to speak the mystery of Christ. While Paul was asking for the door to speak the mystery of Christ, it's the same thing we ask for a church this season, is that not? The same God that can answer the prayer for opening doors to speak the mystery of Christ, can answer prayers and open the doors of breakthrough, can answer prayers and open the doors of marital settlements, can answer prayers and open the doors of favor. Am I communicating to someone? So what it's teaching here is that prayer actually opens doors. Number 2, knowledge. I shall show you the power of knowledge. Please listen to me critically. Somebody's key for a lifetime turnaround is going to drop this evening. No. You didn't get that. I said somebody's key for a lifetime turnaround is going to drop this evening. The key that will open your eyes. You are leaving this service and say, I've never seen it like this before. And as you see it that way and start practicing, your eyes are open. I prophesy your doors will open. As the word of God opens your eyes, your doors will open. In the name of Jesus. The word of God represents spiritual keys for opening diverse doors. So when you put knowledge, then you put under knowledge, you put knowledge of the word of God. Let's start from there. Knowledge of the word of God. The psalmist says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, when the word of God comes to you and you understand what God is saying about a particular area of your life, the darkness that you have been walking in all of a sudden will disappear. Am I talking sense here? What was a closed book before you before becomes an open book. What you did not know before, you now know it. And no wonder Francis Bacon said, knowledge is what? Power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge can change things. When you have the right knowledge, your life can never be the same again. And let me put it this way, the right knowledge applied through the right mediums to get the right results. Listen to me carefully. The word of God represents spiritual keys for opening diverse doors for God's people. Matthew chapter 16:16-19. Please, you have to be fast, control room, because tonight I'm going to be unleashing keys upon keys and everyone needs to get it. Matthew chapter 16, it says, and I will give you the keys. How many? Keys. Somebody say keys. Oh, tap your neighbor, say keys. Hey, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you see, you think it is just one heaven, but the Bible says there are keys. Somebody say keys. Keys to restoration. Keys to speed. Keys to divine healing. Keys to financial prosperity. Keys to open doors. Keys to marital settlements. Child of God, there is a key that can make you enjoy your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hey, you don't have to suffer. You were not created to suffer and die. Never. There's a key to divine joy and fulfillment on earth. He said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be what? Bound. And whatever you loose on earth will be what? Loose. I will give you the keys. And whatever you bind will be bound. Whatever you loose will be loose. In Luke chapter 11 verse 52a, see what the Bible says there. Luke 11:52. Please put 52. Let's just read the first part of it. It says, woe to the lawyers. Woe to you lawyers. Please, not the lawyers that are here. You understand what I'm saying here? That's the lawyers. The lawyers, the Pharisees, and those who were the lawyers of the days of Jesus when he had to do with the law. You understand? The law and the prophets. It says, woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Hi.
So in the days of Jesus, the lawyers held the key of knowledge. And they will not allow people access it. He said, you did not enter in yourself. And those who were trying to enter, you were stopping them from entering the door. In other words, he's saying that knowledge opens doors so that people can do what? Enter. Knowledge is a door opener, sir. Knowledge is a door opener. I want you to understand it and let it sink into your heart. Knowledge is what? A door opener. The knowledge of the word of God has the ability to liberate a person. Somebody can be in the realms of darkness for several years until your light comes. That's why the Bible says he sent forth his word. When God wants to bring a person out of the prison, he will send his word. When Joseph was in prison and God wanted to bring him out, he sent his word, his word. The revelation of the knowledge was what got to the king. And when he got to the king, he said, open the door, let Joseph come out. You need somebody who knows something about your good works. You need somebody who knows something about the service that you can offer, the product that you're selling. Am I talking sense to someone here? You need that person. And I prophesy, whoever has knowledge of what you can do now, not the person who knows your mistakes of the past, not the person who tried your business before and you didn't get it right, the person who knows now that you have advanced, now that you are an upgraded version, may that person appear to speak for you in the day that a man is needed. May that person appear and speak for you in the name of Jesus. Knowledge. Every realm where you are located, where you have located the word of God, in that realm you begin to fly. Any aspect of the word of God that has become an open book to you, you begin to fly. He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. In other words, a man without the truth is in bondage. A man who doesn't know the truth is held bound. A man who doesn't know the truth is in a prison. The day the truth comes, you are out of bondage. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And tonight, by the revelation of the things that I'm sharing, I've given you the truth of prayer. Is that not? That is powerful. Hold that one. And I'm giving you the truth of knowledge now. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Hold it tight, because knowledge is powerful. The person who has knowledge has an edge. That's the truth. That's the truth. You can only live in what you know. You can only live in the reality of what you know. So, four dimensions of the word of God, how it comes. Number one, the word revealed. Write it down, the word revealed. I told you this, after this is a master's class with a touch of prophetic anointing. Your life cannot remain. If you just listen and grab it, if your eyelid tries to go up like this, close down, raise it up and tell yourself a little sleep, a little slumber. A little folding of the hand to rest, poverty. I have no business with you, poverty. The relevant information you need for a shift is coming now. And I pray you will never miss it. The word revealed, Matthew chapter 16, if you look at that place, 16 to 19 where we read, you see it now, look at it, Matthew chapter 16, 16, and look at what it says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you go up, 16, this is 19, go to 16. 16. Simon answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not. So there is a word revealed. That one is not in any book. This thing is not in any book. There was nowhere Peter would have known it. There's no institution anywhere. In the rabbinical school of the Pharisees and Sadducees and in the council of the Sanhedrin, Paul was a novice. He was an illiterate, so there's no how he would know it. It takes the revelation of the Spirit to give him insights to open this door. And Paul looked at Jesus Christ and he said, listen, the way I'm looking, I know you. And Jesus said, how would you know? Except that God revealed it to Peter. It would never be possible for Peter to know it. And he said, thou art Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, wow, flesh and blood did not do what? Reveal it to you. There are certain dimensions of doors that need to open. You need the Holy Ghost to tell you something. What is not in any book, not written anywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Have you heard people say things that I was just sitting and praying and God just spoke to my heart and he said, do this. I did it and I got the answer. Can I prophesy to somebody what has been hard and tough and difficult? God is opening your eyes. God is speaking to your heart. You are getting the revealed word of God. You are getting revelation knowledge. Somebody say, I receive it. Revelation knowledge can change things. When the Lord reveals, the secret things of God belong to those that fear him, and he reveals it to them. Can I prophesy to somebody that in this season, may the Lord put in your hearts the fear that makes him interact with men, in the name of Jesus. Daniel Daniel was going to sleep in the night when the king said they will kill everybody. And Daniel was too sure that he and God would discuss that night. So he told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, guys, you go and sleep and have interaction with him. Let me go and rest. Daniel knew that if he closed his eyes in this realm, he will open it in another world. Revealed knowledge. Some of you had ability to have powerful dreams before, and because of your recklessness in spiritual living, Satan has shut that door against you. In this season of revival, where God is turning things around, every gift that is inside of you that can give you access to divine knowledge, revelation knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, visions, I prophesy, gifts that are dead and dormant, they are coming back to life. They are coming back to life. They are coming back to life. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 30. Let's do this fast. Let's do this. Psalm 119 verse 30. See what the Bible says there. Psalm 119 says, I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgment I have laid before me. I have chosen. Put NKJV. Yes. I cling to, no, NKJV. NKJV. I'm sorry. KJV rather. KJV. 119 verse 30 KJV. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgment I have done what? Laid before me. Have I laid before me rather? Thy judgment have I laid before me. In other words, he said, I have brought your judgment before me, waiting to hear what you will say. Every time you open the word of God, it is an insult to carry the Bible to read and not have the writing material. Open down my eyes, O God, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. So it is when you behold those things and you can see them, the doors that were shut before all of a sudden open. Am I talking sense to someone here? The word of God is a door opener. And the first dimension is the word revealed. The word revealed. While you are studying the Bible, the word of God reveals. It comes like a rhema word. A rhema word is the word of God that jumps at you. You saw it in the Logos form. You were reading it. All of a sudden, it became light to you. All of a sudden, you are telling yourself, how did this? You read plenty of things in the Bible, but one verse, one line, one chapter, and God is saying that season, keep confessing that thing, keep saying that thing, because the more you stay on that rhema word, the rhema word has the ability to open doors. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I prophesy to somebody who has been reading the Bible like a newspaper. You have been reading like an ordinary journal. The word of God will be open to you this season. I didn't hear, I say it will be open to you this season. In the name of Jesus. The Ethiopian eunuch met Philip and he said, do you understand? Understandest thou what thou readest? That's King James. He said, understandest thou what thou readest? And the Ethiopian eunuch said, how will I understand if nobody reveals it to me? Any person who needs to reveal it to you, the Holy Ghost in this season is the revealer of the truth. He's the one who knows the secret things of God. And I prophesy, as you engage the word of God this season, the revealer of truth will reveal things to you. What you have never seen before, you will start seeing. What you have never known before, you will start knowing. The word of God will show you the way to life. Hey, and thou shalt show me the path of life. Thou shalt show me. So the writer said, I can sit down and I open the Bible. Everybody will read the same chapter and they probably did not see anything. But for me, he said, thou shalt show me. So it is there, but you don't just see it. He said, it takes the Holy Ghost to show you everything the Holy Ghost needs to show you in this season of your life. I prophesy by the power of God, your eyes are open and you are seeing it. I said your eyes are opening and you're seeing it. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 18. Put it fast. Psalm 119 verse 18. Look at what it says there. And I'm gonna open down my eyes. Somebody say, open my eyes. 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 I can't hear you. 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 Open my eyes. Turn it to prayer. Say, Holy Ghost, open my eyes. Open my eyes. That I might see wondrous things out of your word. I will not read the Bible like newspaper again. I will not read the Bible like an ordinary journal. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. When my eyes are open, the doors that were shut will open. When my eyes are open, the knowledge that was hidden will be revealed. Open my eyes, Holy Ghost. Open my eyes, Holy Ghost. Open my eyes, Holy Ghost. Ragadadadadadada. Go ahead, just 30 seconds, pray. My eyes, oh God, Holy Spirit, open now my eyes, oh God, I am ready.
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number two, write it, the sent word. There is a reveal word and there is a sent word. The word that brought Joseph out of the prison was a sent word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The word that usually brings healing is a sent word most of the time. There could be a review word where you are reading alone and God shows you. Then there can be a sent word where you come to the service and you hear us say, pray sometimes that my word will come to me. Because what came to you is not necessarily what came to your neighbor. We can be plenty here as we are tonight and somebody is getting something from the same thing I said. Whereas to another person is saying, what did pastor say? They heard the same thing, but the word was sent to somebody. In this meeting tonight, the word of God for your doors to open up, it is sent to you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 105 verse 17. Please do this fast. Bible student, if I were you, I'll be taking notes. I'll be preparing myself. I'll go back home. I will read this message. I will listen to this message again. Hi. Psalm 105, 17 to 20. He said, he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a what? Slave. Huh? They hurt his feet with fetter. He was laid in what? Irons. Joseph was inside the prison, closed door. Until the time his word came to pass. Until the time his word did what? Came. His word did what? Came. His word did what? Came. Yeah, somebody's word is coming in this meeting. Listen to me. A person stays in a closed door until your word comes. When the word came, the Bible says the spirit king sent. Look at the word of the Lord tested him. What happened next? What happened? The king sent and did what? Release him. Why? His word came. The king sent and did what? Release him. The ruler of the people let him go free. In the season when your word that is sent to you comes, you go free. Any person who has been held within a particular circle, as the word of God is coming tonight and in this season, I declare total freedom and liberty in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen sound like thunder. In Psalm 107 verse 20, look at just two chapters after Psalm 107 verse 20, see what the Bible says. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their word, destruction. So a person can be in a cycle of sickness. If God wants to heal, he will send his word. Somebody say, God's word goes out. He said, it's my word that has gone out. Will he not accomplish the purpose for which it has been gone out? This word is going out of somebody's life today and I declare it's accomplishing God's purpose for the settlement of your destiny, settlement of your career, settlement of your marital destiny, settlement of your family, settlement of your businesses. Somebody let your amen shout louder. Number three, the kept word. Time will not permit me. I'm rushing through now. The word of God that is kept. Thy word have I hid in my heart. There are certain word of God you need to hide for your doors to remain open. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Because there are certain word of God, if you neglect the word, look at what he said. He said, I have set before you an open door that no man can do what? Short. Go there and see why he left that door open. Look at Revelation chapter 3 where we were reading before.
Ebenezer. Ebenezer, Ebenezer, my help has come. Ebenezer, 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 my help has come.
I know your work. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. He said, for you have little strength, you have kept my word. You have kept my word. You have kept my word. When you keep the word of God, your door remains open. When you keep the word of God, your door remains open. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I will not sin against you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? Many people are experiencing closed doors in certain areas of their life. They trivialize the word of God. They don't keep the word of God. You must guard the word of God jealously. Don't joke with the word of God. When it is given to you, hold it. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Is anybody still being blessed tonight? Tell your neighbor, keep the word of God. You must keep the word of God. It is the resident word, the one that you have kept inside, the one you are brooding over, the one you are living and acting out, that will change your life. When God shows you a word of financial prosperity, please keep the word. Don't join the people who are outside confused and say nonsense. When God showed you the word on how to stay pure in your life and in your marriage, keep the word. My wife does not have to go and be thinking, my husband is cheating. I've delivered her by keeping the word. Her deliverance. You don't say you're looking for, I'm praying for a husband that is not sure. You don't need to pray. If I hear her prayer, I'll just send her to the kitchen and go and cook good food for me. Let me eat. What kind of prayer is that? Why? Wherewith shall a young man please his way? By taking heed to the word. If I have taken heed to that word, many women are dying out of stress. Their husband put them in those stress. Many men are dying out of the stress. Their wife put them in those stress. There are certain words, if you have kept it, your children will go and sleep. Oh, Jesus. When you keep the word, the other person is safe. When you keep the word, the other person is sure that the generations after will not suffer in poverty. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice that in the name of Jesus, the grace to keep the word of God in your heart so that you will not put anybody under pressure, receive in the name of Jesus. I can't go out and start thinking, thinking up and down. What am I thinking about? Nobody has kept that word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you keep the word of God on love, your spouse will not be troubled. When you keep the word of God on submission, they will not be worried. It's because you are arguing the word of God. When God says A, you say no, B. When God says C, you say D. God says, if you say D, it's F next, F9. May God help us in the name of Jesus. You must think the word of God. You must do the word of God. You must live the word of God. You must act. See, a man who has kept the word of God, when you come in front of a door, he opens up his own accord. That's the secret. When you are a person who keeps the word of God, when you come before certain doors, they will just open for you. Why? Because in that door, there's a mark upon you. Any code they put on that door, the word of God is a door opener. As soon as you stand in front of the door, instead of saying access denied, it will be saying access. You will just say access. You just open power. Another person stands in front of the same door and they say access denied. He's not a keeper of the word. Keep the word. Tell your neighbor, keep the word. Keep the word. Let me take the last one on this one. The word of God that opens doors. Number four, declare the word. The declarative word. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. Your liberation is tied to your declaration. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He says, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. Set your case that it may be what? Acquitted. Isaiah 43 verse what? 26. In 44, okay, go to Isaiah 44, 26 now. The same 26, 44. Look at what it says there. 26. Isaiah. Move to the next one now. 44, yes. Who confirms the word of his servants and perform the counsel of his word? Messenger. Who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited. To the cities of Judah, you shall be built. And will rise and raise up the waste what? Places. He confirms the word of his word. So as I'm here now, the declarative word is opening doors for people. That's how you should go home and start opening doors in your business. A closed mouth can close a door forever. Remember the reason why the person stays at the front of the door and he says, he will weary me. Why? Because I'm hearing his voice. If your voice can be heard, your door will be open. Write it down. If your voice can be heard, your door will be open. If your voice can be heard, your door will be open. When God gives you a word, don't just hide it. Start saying it. When God gives you a word, say it, because life and death are in the power of word, the tongue. The devil says you will die. You start saying, I shall not die but live. I shall not die but live. Satan, you cannot take my life. In the name of Jesus, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of Almighty. Listen to me. All of a sudden, the open doors like that. Listen, the doors of death that has been opened against you will just say, no, this one cannot enter here. This one cannot enter. Because he knows the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, speak the word. Tell your neighbor, speak the word. A centurion met Jesus Christ and his servant was sick. He was in a situation of helplessness. But the man looked at Jesus and Jesus said, let me come to your house. And he said, Master, no, let's not do it like this. The last time I went around the crusade, I saw you spoke to somebody and they rose. He said, only speak the word. Wherever my servant is, doors have ears and they can hear. When you know how to speak the word, they will open. And I prophesy to somebody the boldness to speak the word in the midst of whatever situation. Receive boldness in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you. I say you are speaking the word again. You are declaring the word again. You are taking stand with the word again. In the name of Jesus. The best time to speak the word is when situations look bad. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. The same was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot do what? Comprehend it. Why could darkness not comprehend it? Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit was hovering. Then God came with the Word. So darkness could not comprehend it. He came with what? The Word. And He said, light be. And darkness said, Momo, told you me tiri. Darkness said, I've not seen this type before. And darkness could not comprehend this. Every darkness that has taken its stand, as you go back home and you start speaking the Word, you have gotten the revelation of the spoken Word. I declare the Word will work wonders in your life. The Word will work wonders in your life. Doors that were shut will start opening. Doors that were shut will start opening. Can you jump up and shout amen 3 times? Sit in heavenly places. Say, why? Are you learning anything, church? Are you learning anything tonight? The second dimension of knowledge is secular knowledge. Write it down. Secular knowledge for mental transformation. Secular knowledge for mental transformation. Listen to me. The church has turned everything to spiritual. We don't turn things. We are spiritual already. So we shouldn't be turning things. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So you don't say there are certain doors that will not open except you go with knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. There is the knowledge of the Word of God. I have shared that with you. Then there is the knowledge of your books. The knowledge of the area of your calling. In that office, you cannot rise if you don't know anything. Nobody will promote an olodo. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Others are said before you are selling here, all of a sudden one woman opens at the other side, and before you know it, all your customers run as they look at you as they are running. Brothers, go and hide your head and say, what did they have? What did, send somebody to go and buy the food there, taste it, and go and readjust your recipe. Readjust your recipe and say, today there will be free food, let them eat and go no more. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? You need to have understanding, because if you don't have the knowledge of what it takes to tweak it, that situation, that business will die for life. And you will say, my door has been shut. No, by knowledge you can open your doors. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing tonight? The door of liberty from captivity for Israelites came as a result of Daniel reading. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, Daniel said, I understood by what? Books. He was reading the book of Jeremiah. He now saw that they were supposed to stay 70 years. How come the time is passing? Listen, you can stay longer than you are supposed to stay in a particular situation if you do not know. They that know. Somebody say no. My people are destroyed because of lack of what? Knowledge. No! They are reading things and they are subscribing to a journal. It's coming from Lagos State Business School, London Business. Open the journal and read it. Don't say, now people will get big head, where their head open, they read them. Your own head close. My brain cannot carry that kind of thing that they are doing. Look for the one your brain can carry. If it cannot carry mathematics, it can carry arts. It can carry commerce. It can carry business. There is an area that your brain can carry. Invest knowledge. Invest in knowledge in that area. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody here. You don't know. You need to know. We're trying to do some things here and there. You know, I can't share details of everything. But one of the brothers in the church introduced me. And he said, Pastor, this is so-so person. He was the GM of so-so bread. Probably you know that bread, Butterfield bread. He was a GM for about 15 years. I sat with the man and I was writing. I took my pen and my paper. I was listening to the man. Knowledge. The man was talking things. He said, okay, see what you did. I said, correct. Before you start making bread that has salt. And by the time the salt is there, icing sugar inside bread. Nonsense concussion. Some people, if you eat the akara, they fry. In fact, you will regret you spent your money. Especially now that there's no money in circulation. Knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Knowledge is important. Knowledge opens doors. Oh. Forget it. Knowledge opens doors. A woman started frying, doing moin moin from Lagos. They moved her to London to do moin moin for them there. The last time they ate moin moin, they were seeing seed upon seed upon seed. They were seeing something, bone, hook, everything inside. Jollof rice just looks like something they burnt and they just threw out again. I went somewhere to buy donuts one day. When I bought the donut, I regretted. I looked at the donut, it was so burnt. The other side was burnt. They now hid the burnt side. put it in the line of us where you think I will come there again. God forbid. And tomorrow the person will say there is a closed door. You close the door because you lack knowledge. Am I talking sense to someone, church? Daniel chapter 1, 3 to 4. Let me show you something. You don't have to go anywhere. Listen, oh God, let me hold this one first too. Let me hold this thing. Daniel chapter 1. Okay, let's read it. Now, give me any other translation that is a little dramatic. I like this one, but they're dramatic, like the TPT, NLT, NIV. Yes. Okay, message. He said, the king told Asphenas, the head of the palace staff, to get some Israelites from the royal and what? Nobilities. So the king of the other country knew the kind of people he wanted. Why? He knows that the people from the royal house and the family, they were people who had sense. They had brain. Are you getting what I'm saying? They will not go for commoners. They will go for those who have brain. Organizations are waiting for people who have brain. Businesses will open to those who have brain. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Look at what the Bible says there. Go, continue. Continue. Young men who wear what? And what? Every time you be forcing guy, you're wearing slippers. You're wearing short. All the five girls you should marry have passed you. Because they see you. You are wearing shorts. You look like your destiny is t-shirt. Your road to marriage is far. So the girl will look and say, by the time she's standing, she wants to introduce you to her friend. She will say, here is, you just call your name. And you were expecting to say, my. They say, no. Why? You are not looking like it. To be handsome, listen, to be handsome is very simple. Do you know that handsomeness can just be simple perfume that you put? You smell nice, you are handsome for a guy. Don't tell you, see all the girls, see all of them. See? To smell nice is good business. That's the definition of... Ladies don't look at handsomeness on the face. They look at handsomeness on the packaging and on the brain. When I finish teaching you marriage in this church, no devil can stop you again. My wife said that the first day she saw me, she said it, that day something in her moved. Knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. We're healthy and handsome. Look at the next criteria. They said they want what? Intelligent and well. If you are a mechanic, know it very well. Put your hand in the car. When you are dirty, rest, they respect you. The guy knows the job. There are some people who appear dirty, but with what they will do, fear will grip you. Am I talking sense to somebody here? If you're a furniture maker, don't go and make a furniture that the chair is looking like bed, the bed is looking like table. We don't know the adjustment, we don't know the corner. It doesn't show. Doors will be shut against you. Listen, you can work for local poor people. You will never be able to assess kings. Kings always go for the best. An Hindu manufacturer said whenever he makes a product, after he has done the product, he will raise it up and see and ask Buddha, can you use this? Because it's the standard of Buddha that I give to men. That's an Hindu man. That he does a thing. But you see a lot of our people just do everything in a shabby, rubbish. Any level you are, just try and be pushing some levels of excellence. Let it show that you have knowledge. It opens doors. Oh, Jesus. You thought that when we come this night, we'll just pray alone. No. We will soon pray. But let's load well. Are you getting what I'm saying? Before a plane will take off, there must be enough gas inside. Some of us, after this meeting, you are taking a flight in destiny. I say you are taking a flight in destiny. In the name of Jesus. Develop knowledge in the area of your passion and start selling it. You can make more than those who go out every single day. That's what I wanted to say. Listen, if you sit down and you read 10, 20 books on the top leaders in knowledge, stay on Instagram and be telling everybody what you have read on YouTube. In the next 1 year, if your life does not change, come back to me. We are in a knowledge generation. And people go out to look for knowledge. If I get on YouTube, I want to see how to. Is that not? I want to see questions answered. And you don't go like those who don't have depth. Oh. That's why I'm saying 10, 20 books. Give yourself 6 months for effective study and depth. Stay there. Don't just come out. Don't come out before you. If you come out prematurely, you die prematurely. Everybody's rushing to Instagram. Some people, their rising should have been announced. But when they come out and people go back and check their depths, one shallow. May you not be shallow. Am I giving you good stuff tonight? So you go back, you take that material. If your passion is the area of children, training children, parenting, if it is in whatever area, just look for that area. Somebody has written a book. There's nothing you want to do in this life that somebody has not written something about. There's nothing you want to do that somebody has not read something about. You take it and you sit on it. Look for the masters of the game. Study. You can do some remote people to see issues. Because in this life, there's a way to read. Oh. When you read the masters, you read the remote. You will know what kept the remote remote and what kept the master master. After you are done reading it, you make your own curriculum. After you have designed your own curriculum, come, do your recorded something, your phone normal, and start sharing. And see what your life will be. You can finish graduating in a course, sociology, and look at the depth of sociology. Start teaching it. Don't need to work for any company. Go and watch. If by the time you hit the thing the way you should hit it, 4 years down the line, those who were working for 10 years, you can get their money in 1 year. They did not employ me, they did not employ you. Sit down in your house, you are pressing phone, pressing Instagram, carry books, put it by the side and start reading. There's a level of depth you would have studied. People who are interviewing you, they will say, we're sorry, the position that you are applying for, we perceive that you have crossed that level. Would you mind that there is an opening like this to fill? And you will see that they were trying to put you for a starter of 150, 200, and they move you to 450 all of a sudden. Why? Because you came with superior knowledge. Can I pray for somebody? Any book that you need this season, any video you need this season, any mentor, any person you need to connect with this season that will bring superior knowledge into your life. May the Holy Ghost lead you aright. I said the Holy Ghost lead you aright. In the name of Jesus. Young men who were healthy, handsome, intelligent, well, good prospects for what? Leadership positions in the government. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Nigerians will not be shamelessly embarrassing themselves. Imagine a kind of brain is leading this nation. Just imagine that a kind of brain. Just see, listen, let's be sincere. Dubai, listen, Dubai. Malaysia, those countries, they were changed the day leadership changed. When the stature of leadership shifts, the face of an organization shifts. Ford was going down drastically. The man John Ford couldn't run his organization the way he should anymore. He became stale with knowledge. His designers brought a new design for him for Ford Motors, and he got angry with the design. He tore the paper, and they were just watching. And at the end of the day, his son that was supposed to take over, could not take over. His grandson now came on board. Do you know that Ford Motors had already died completely? Then his son, the third generation, came with superior knowledge. They wiped off certain people in the leadership and brought in certain new people. And they started reinventing Ford. Your life can be reinvented by the power of knowledge. Doors can shift by the power of knowledge. They close the door against you and they ask questions from inside the door. Hello, who are you? And you introduce yourself in 1 minute. They say, open that door. Another person stood there and talked. After talking for 10 minutes, they say, leave the door closed. When you tire, I go. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Good for leadership position in the government. Perfect specimen. And indoctrinate them in the Babylonian language. See it? So that they will indoctrinate them. Because they already know they have these tools. So they will now use their own culture and language, indoctrinate them. They will now become slaves to serve them in Babylon. By the power of knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. 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 Look at the word knowledge now. It means to know edge. To know edge. Are you getting what I'm saying now? To know what keeps people at the edge. That's knowledge. There are certain doors that will never open to you until you evolve in knowledge. Knowledge is a door opener. You can live and die at the level where you are if you do not access the right knowledge. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. Let me rush this. I'm rushing this very fast. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. Are you ready tonight? Are you enjoying yourself tonight? Ecclesiastes 10, 15. Ecclesiastes, is that where we are? Ecclesiastes. No, give me another translation. Yes. The labor of fools do what? The labor of fools do what? For they do not know. The knowledge on how to go is the problem of a fool. So he will labor and labor and labor. He will not get results. The labor of a fool wearies him because he does not know. In other words, the problem, the difference between a fool and a wise man is what? Knowledge. Can you imagine? What makes a man a fool is the bankruptcy of knowledge. May you not be knowledge bankrupt. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. The same Ecclesiastes, go down to verse 10, 10:10. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Look at what it says there, 10:10. Fast. If the axe head is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, he must put more strength. But wisdom brings what? If the axe head is dull and you do not sharpen it, you put more. Life is hard when there's no knowledge. Life is hard where there's no what? Knowledge. I will come. Dig this gutter for me from here. You will dig it from morning till night. They'll pay the 20,000. The engineer that supervised it is going on with millions. He supervised gutter. It's a hard life. If you don't press hard for knowledge, you have set yourself up for a hard life. Press hard. Knowledge gives you more opportunities in life. Knowledge is the key. Ben Carson said this. He said, knowledge is the key that unlocks all the doors. You can even be green-skinned with yellow polka dots and you are coming from Mars. But if you have knowledge, if you have knowledge, the people need, instead of beating you, they will beat a path to your door. Come and know where you live. Looking so strange with dots and looking like a monster. If you have the knowledge they need, they will follow you to know where you are. Knowledge is a door opener, sir. Somebody say it's a door opener. Hold this one and keep it. You see that secret I shared with you about 10 books, 5 books? If I don't see an example of that thing, 10 people in this church in the next 1 year and 6 months, it will be an embarrassment to this message. 1 year and 6 months, sit on certain subjects and be a thought leader. Don't join people in nonsense, social media talking nonsense. Talk like a professional. When you read and read, see, listen, a wise man once said that book reading helps you to rub mind with those who are distant and far. Those who have gone ahead of you. Those who have read more than you will ever read in your life. When you read their books, you have read everything they ever know. Books! If there were no books today, we will be back to the Stone Age. Let me leave that one. Number one, door opener is what? The presence of God. Is that not? We talked about prayer under that. Number two is what? Knowledge. Under knowledge, talk about what? Knowledge of the word of God and what? Secular knowledge. Yes, very important. Number three, gifts. Gifts. Somebody say gifts. Gifts. Somebody say gifts. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16, NLT. Proverbs 18, 16, NLT. Proverbs 18, 16, NLT. Everybody read it. Everybody read it. NLT, please. 1, 2, go. Read it again. Read it loud again. Child of God is in the Bible here. Giving a gift can do what? All the times many of you read this thing, you always remember the gift and talent of a man. Is that not? That one too opens doors. But this one is talking about gifts. I buy something and I give somebody and the door opens. I meet somebody for the first time and I took a gift. And the next time I came to see him, he heard that I was downstairs. I said, open the door for that man. 30 people are sitting down waiting for him. And he says, open the gift for God for that man. The gift. If you are stingy, doors will be shut against your life. If you are a stingy person, doors, it will be shut hard. Sir, it will be shut hard. Stinginess is a door closer. Certain people cannot rise beyond the particular level of their life today. It's because they never gave gifts to anybody. There are certain people you are going to give gifts today. They will be in certain platforms tomorrow. When they see you, they will stretch their hands and bring you up. Learn to give gifts. Ah, God. Learn to give what? Give gifts. There are certain people to give gifts to your parents. Give gifts to your parents. It will unlock the heart of your father, your mother for you. Find a way to do it. It makes sense. Give to your boss. The man who pays your salary deserves some blessing. Don't say he's too rich after he's paying my salary. No! Buy something very simple, meager. Every other person in the office will be struggling for favor. And you will be the favor in his face. gifts. The Bible says that the giving a gift can open doors. Giving a gift can open what? Not one door. How many? Uncountable. And it can give you access to what kind of people? Do you know that many important people don't receive gifts anyhow? People always request from them. So if they see a wise person who can release something, it changes the perspective. They say, this person is smart. Foolish people will tell you things like, you don't give to people that already have. What do they want? What do you want to get from them? No, it's not like that. What you are giving the person who is important, what you are giving to certain people is a gift called the gift of honor. Hold on. I will show you some things. People want you. Listen now. When Jacob wanted to appease his brother Esau when he was going back home, what did he do? He carried gifts. What did he put in front of him? Gifts. By the time the gifts were coming and Esau saw it, all the evil in the heart of Esau would have melted. By the time Esau saw 100 oxen, 200 donkeys, 300, he calculated it and he asked himself, what use is it to kill this man? My brother, before you know it, they hug themselves. Gifts. If care is not taken, bad people can use gifts to twist the heart of a good person too. No, listen, there's nobody on the face of the earth. Eh? There's nobody on the face of the earth whose heart does not appeal to gifts. You didn't hear what I said? Philippians chapter 4 verse 14 to 19. See what Paul said. Philippians 4, 14 to 19. I'll show you these things. We'll close today. Thank God that we are here. After now, we'll take the communion. You will go back home as somebody who knows you are ready for something. Philippians 4, please. Philippians 4. He said, even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. That's Paul speaking. Eh? Go ahead. As you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you to the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. See all the churches, they wrote to see them. Paul has opened their bonbon. That they are stingy people. That is how people discourse. They say, those guys are stingy. They don't give. That person is so tight, hard-fisted. They don't give. Look at Paul discussing this important discussion. He was telling the givers. He was trying to tell them thank you. Then he remembered that there are certain people that he did the same thing for. They could not give him anything. This is a man of God expressing his heart. There are wonderful people in this church that do a lot of amazing things when we're doing projects and everything here, there. But there are certain people, to be sincere, it's not partial. I don't like them more than other people, but they put themselves somewhere. I'm telling you the truth. Acts chapter 4, let me show you. Acts chapter 4, there are certain people, from the day you teach them everything you can teach in this life, they announce that they should give, they will not give you anything. Your parents give to the poor around you. Try, give. But this type of gift is to some kind of people. Your boss. Your lecturers. I told you my story before. Have I not told you? If you read another part of this, it says a gift that is given in secret. Another translation says the bribe of a man. Now, as they spoke to the people, this verse 1. Let me show you the verse. Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Those outside, are you learning anything? Very good. Acts chapter 4, verse 36. Acts 4, 36. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostle, which is translated son of what? He was translated son of what? A Levite of the country of what? Cyprus. Having land, when they were doing a major thing in church and needed money, sold it and brought the money and laid it on the apostles' what? Feet. The Bible says he carried the land. He laid the money at the apostles' what? Feet. They now called him. They changed his name. They now started calling him Son of Consolation. So anytime they see him in church, they say, why are they calling you Son of Consolation? He said, you can go and ask the apostles. So the apostles will say, you know that guy? When we needed to shift everything in this place. You see that guy? He sold everything he had and he brought it. You know what it means to call somebody son of consolation, son of encouragement. The person you hear that they say devil is fighting and you go and say devil, if you then born you will come out. I'll kill you before you get to that guy. Before you kill my destiny help, I'll kill you. If you know somebody that gives you something in a very massive way and there is somebody who wants to kill the person, you will let them kill the person. There are some people, when you kneel down in your house and you are praying, they'll be flashing your mind. When you turn around, you see a shoe, they are the one. You turn around, you see a suit, they are the one. You turn around, you go down the car, they are the one. Very soon, you'll be obsessed with the presence of that person. Listen, let me not lie to you. Let me tell you, do you like truth? Get it for free. Gifts open doors. For free. For free. For free. Can I prophesy that in this season, may the Lord give you wisdom. May the Lord give you wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Number four, the wisdom of honoring men. The wisdom of honoring men. The wisdom of honoring men. Honor. Honor. Ah. Honor, man, she honor. Did you hear what I just said? Honor opens doors. Honor. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. See what the Bible says. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all people. Somebody say, honor all people. You didn't say, can you say, honor all people? Honor all people. He said, love the brother, fear God, and honor the king. Somebody say, honor. Honor is powerful. Honor is powerful. There's a way to display honor. If somebody is important, you honor them. You say, see, as we are seated in this church here right now, everybody in this church, listen, I cannot downplay anybody. There are some people I can give strategic instructions. I say, do this, it's for your good. But child of God, I honor you. Because I don't know if there's one where you're going to be tomorrow. And they need to bring me to that direction. If I don't honor people now, my life will be down. There are certain places that I've entered in my life. It was somebody that I honored that said, you need to come in here. Honor. Honor is a ladder that can take you up. And if you mess up, that ladder can bring you down. There are certain people whose life have been transformed. You see, one of the wicked things people do in life is to forget what has been done for them. That's why Paul was saying it one day. Those who teach you and labor in the word of God. Those who spend time. Your mother gave birth to you. After giving birth to you, you suffer. Then one day you blow. Only thing you can remember in your life is the day your mother did not do some things for you that you suffered. You should be happy that you are alive. And go and honor her. Honor your hero. Honor those who invested in you. Honor those who are important in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying here? As you begin to honor them, doors begin to open. If there is an opportunity, they will say you are the one. If there is a place that you must come, they will say put that man there. That man has to be there. Why? Because honor man, she honor. Doors. I want you to pray in 30 seconds before I expound a little bit. 30 seconds. That you're going to pray passionately. May I not treat my destiny helper in a bad manner? May I not treat my destiny helpers in a bad manner? The man who will open the door. The woman who will open the door. May I not talk to them anyhow? Holy Ghost, help me. Radagabaya gabaregedelebaya. Shana da 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 da. Reko seketelebo shata. Alega zuzub regedelebaya. Ishana katara da 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 da. Riana ko sekete rebashata. Raza da 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 da. If I have dishonored my helper and they have a wrong perspective, they have shut their doors against me. Lord, let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There are certain men who don't honor their wives. That's why they are suffering. There are women who don't honor their husbands. That's why they suffer. Listen to me. Honor can put your husband in your hand. You will carry the key of your husband's heart and put it in your pocket. Other women will be playing around. Honor. Don't put it there. You honor the man. You treat him like a king. You give him some sense of worth and value. Doors will be opening for you. Your life will be advancing as a woman. But you see the man. You say, you stupid man. Useless man. You are not used for anything. Go and see so man. Stop comparing that man. Go and pray for him. Go and pray. After all, you saw him before you married him. Saw him. Go and pray. Kneel down and pray for that man. Don't dishonor him. It's a woman. The same thing with men. Your wife does some good things. There's no sense of honor. You can't even say thank you. There are some young ladies, marriage is hard and will be hard until they change this law of honor. Any guy they see, they don't. It's only the guy that is eyeing them. Hey, hi, good morning, good morning. When they see other guys. Continue. That one that you are laughing at, he has his babe. The one you are dishonoring. I give me hear what you guys are saying. They play. Oh, they play. Correct, correct, correct. Correct. Listen, listen. We are talking about open doors. The marital destiny of somebody can open today if the position of your face changes and you start honoring people. Some people are always ready. You are a woman. Relax your face. Because men are going about looking for he that findeth. Somebody will not come to look for and say, oh, see this. Run. Honor men. Honor men. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Honor people. Honor people. It is important to honor people. It can open your doors. It can change your life. Do you know that Joseph honored the two men in prison? That's why he could talk to those men. That's why the other guy remembered him. The Bible says Joseph calmed down and he asked him, he said, what is happening, sir? Honor. Another person would have said, you are prisoners, useless people. Why did they bring you here? Very useless men. They want to kill the king. Get out! And they will never have had anything. No connection will help them. But the guy went there, Joseph listened to them. And everything they said, he said, no problem. When he interpreted their dream, he said, remember me. That means he values them enough that they are important. Say, remember me. There are certain people you should say, remember me. You are sitting by one, oh, please honor them. You don't know who you are sitting by now. You may not know. I'm telling you the truth, you may not know. I pray you will not bypass your helper. You will not bypass your helper. You'll be discerning enough to know them. In the name of Jesus. Listen, Naaman went to fight as a captain of the army in Kings. When Naaman came back from battle, he brought a small girl. By description, they said the girl is supposed to be less than a teenager. That means she should be about maybe 11, 12. She had not hit 13, a very small girl. Then when Naaman brought this girl into the house, please, communion people, set, get ready for the communion. I'm going to be pushing up right now, officer. Naaman came back to the house and he took the little girl and dropped the girl with his wife. Naaman's wife was a smart woman, she must have been. Treat the girl with honor. Did not say you are a housemaid. Shh, get out. Roll on the floor. Sleep inside the water. When the food is sour, that's the one you give the house girl. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not the good thing to do. As soon as you see that that food is bad, you now put it. You cannot eat it, but you gave the girl. If that girl was eating that thing in Naaman's house, she would have looked at her Naaman and said, oh God, die. The earlier you die, the better. I'll be free. But because Naaman's wife must have honored this little girl, Naaman's wife must have been taking care of her, then she went, because she could not even assess Naaman, she went to her madam and said, auntie, thank you for the food you gave me. Thank you for this. Because she girl has seen. See, honor opens the heart of people. You don't know what I'm saying. The girl said, sir, I know a prophet. If my boss can go there, his life will be changed. Say, what? Say, please, let him go. That was the secret to Naaman's healing. Honor for that little girl. The reason why they moved Vashti from the throne was that Vashti had dishonored all the elders, dishonored the king. She was so bad that not one person could speak for Vashti and say, please, O king, let's forgive Vashti. Esther entered, and guess what? The king remembered the name of Esther. Esther, as a Jewish girl, must have done like a Yoruba girl. Well done, king, sir. Say, stand up now. I'm supposed to have for you. Say, yes, sir, I know, sir. She'll be forming like shy. And the king would have said, ah, what kind of girl is it? The other ones were coming and like this. And the king did not bother. But this one came with some sense of respect and honor. Respect and honor. Any person who has invested in your life, honor them. There are certain people I have invested all my life in them. 4 years, 5 years, and they will walk out on me without a gift. And I see them and I say, what is this? The abomination of this age. A teacher, a mentor, a light coach, stayed, twist your life and brought light. And now you can walk out on that person without honoring them. His wickedness in high places. May the Lord open your eyes. I didn't hear you. I said, may the Lord open your eyes. May you know how to honor men. May you know how to honor people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Let us pray. Have you been blessed tonight? Church, have you been blessed tonight? Some of you, when you live here, listen, God will start showing you. A lady came to me some time ago. I was saying that there's a particular man that she's always disregarding him. That God now said, honor that man. Your king is in that man. She never knew. Say, your king is there. That guy you are looking down at, your king is there. And guess what? A woman shared a testimony. Listen, a general, he was a top overseer in one of the churches in Lagos here. But the church is not like the regular ones. It's from abroad to Nigeria like that. And he said, this man, the woman was giving testimony, the man was retiring. He said, this man came to our house, his shoe was bent. And they were asking me, will you marry him? And I said, yes. And she said, today,
has trained my brothers in school. Today has done this for this. Today, mention all the things that the man has done. When nobody saw anything good in him, she saw it. There's something you may not be seeing today. Oh. There's something. When David was in distress, nobody honored David. Nobody saw. David was in the bush, like I'm in Agboroko here. And the men that came to David, they said they were looking like they were distressed people. But after some years, those who were distressed, those who were indebted, those who were owing all manner of money, they wrote a chapter and they said, and these are the mighty men of David. David translated the destiny of those people and made them mighty men. Sir, we have the keys that can make men. If you can listen and follow, your life is made. I pray you will not disregard the men and women God is sending. You will not disregard the men and women God is sending. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, dear Father, every door that has been shut against me as a result of neglecting any of these keys, by your mercy, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. The doors are opening. I receive wisdom. The doors are opening. Let me hear you pray loud and clear. Loud and clear. In 1 minute, can you pray louder? If there's any area that I've not paid attention to, the law of honor, to honor men, I have disregarded. I am stingy, I don't give gifts. And as a result of that, doors are shut against me. Any area that I have not paid attention to, I have not valued the presence, I have not valued prayer, I have not valued knowledge. As a result of that, doors have been shut.
Hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, hey, 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 hey,
up your hands wherever you are. You're going to pray. Can you declare, say, every man ordained to be the door to my next level of rising, let that man and woman show up. Listen, men are doors. Men are doors. Men are doors. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That man in the prison was the door that brought Joseph out. If Joseph had not met that man and did not value him enough to say, remember me, he would have died in obscurity. But adventure, there are people here who remain in obscurity because you do not value men. You are going to pray sincerely from your heart, every man that is ordained to be a door for my next change of levels, say, Father, bring them this season. Open my eyes that I can discern them. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Send those helpers. 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 Let me hear you pray, church. Let me hear you pray. Ashabarabadalabaregedeleba. 30 seconds. Can you pray, church? Every man, every woman, that is the door for the next level of my rising. A shabara bada la bara ga da 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 da. Ele ge de 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 de. Raga da 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 da. Shabara da 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 da. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, several meetings are going to be held in high places this year. Some meetings are already holding. Your name will be mentioned. Listen. But my prayer is not just that your name will be mentioned. That your name will be mentioned for good. There are watchers in the realm of the spirit whose eyes are open to see. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As the watchers are examining and watching, one day a man woke up and he said, is there anybody remaining in the house of Saul that I will show him kindness? For whose sake? Jonathan's sake. Jonathan was the door that kept access from Mephibosheth back to the palace. If not, Mephibosheth had lost his track and will never enter palace again. But Jonathan did good to David. Jonathan brought gifts to David. Jonathan shared a heart of love and compassion to David. I usually tell a lot of people, business people here and there, be careful the way you treat people. People are doors, so be careful the way you treat people. Don't talk to people just anyhow. There could be somebody in this gathering today. You never can tell what the person can do. Some of us are seated beside people, you don't really know them yet. It takes time to reveal the true worth and quality of some people. And sometimes they are as quality as they are sitting by your side, but you don't know them yet. Until something happens and they say, give me the phone, let me call. And they call, just one call. The person who would have rot in jail was brought out free. One call. You are going to pray. One prayer. As several meetings are holding in high places. I can't hear you. Can you say, as several meetings are holding in high places? Say, dear Father, let my name be mentioned for good. Let my service be mentioned for good. Let my products be mentioned for good. Can you lift up your voice and pray passionately? As names are mentioned in high places, as discussions are happening, you have 1 minute to pray that prayer. Pray it from your heart. As names are mentioned, as they discuss ministries where they will enter for their liberty, let men mention potters. As names are mentioned of ministers globally for relevance, I am mentioned. As products and services, businesses are mentioned, brands are mentioned, personalities are mentioned in that office. They will mention you. 30 seconds. Can you pray? A man that God has cooked properly is contemplating who to marry. A woman that God has organized her destiny, she is positioned to be married. Mayakaba. Your wife has been struggling, but her name is about to be mentioned. Your husband has worked hard so much, nobody remembered him since. But in this season of open doors, names are mentioned. Names are mentioned. Names are mentioned. Ebenezer, my help has come. When we call you, somebody's doing something in this meeting. Somebody's name is mentioned. We are talking about you. The lecturers are discussing your matter. That businessman you sent your proposal to, your name is about to be mentioned in high places. Name is being mentioned. They will cancel your debts and make you start afresh.
Yes, you are. When we call you,
that debt will be paid.
Yes, you are. When we call you,
your hands. Ancient doors that have been shut before now, by the revelation of this truth, as you engage in this season, I prophesy, doors are opening in the name of Jesus. Doors are opening in the name of Jesus. Whoever has vowed never to assist you because of a mistake you made carelessly, by the mercy of God, those clients, they will come back to you. That man will come back to you. That woman will come back to you. A better offer will come in the name of Jesus. May your errors not stand against you. In front of the door, may your mistake not stand against you. May the Lord whom you have served and you are serving, may he go ahead of you and touch the heart of people in your stead. Those who will speak for you, they will speak. Businesses are opening. Wombs are opening. Careers are opening. Destinies are opening. In the mighty name of Jesus.